every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
We're back at H.H. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and the 6A1 state champions are the Owosso Rams. You know, we are so used to saying Union or Jinx since 1995, but for the first time in over 20 years, it is a different football team. And, you know, Owosso hasn't even been to a final in several years. So for what we have always considered a sleeping giant, a very big moment, Zach.
Yeah, I think it's really huge. It says a lot for Coach Blankenship, like you said, to win one over there in Fayetteville this last year and then come back over here and put a team together that at the beginning of the season we said, you know, he'll be able to ride the high with those guys and maybe make them believe in him and the maybe opportunity to win a state football championship in the future. But to do it his first year and make these guys really play their hearts out, they played a great game tonight.
They did. Now, in your mind, the key?
Really, I think it just comes down to find errors, right? You're in a big game, and you can't make small errors. You can't drop the ball. You can't fumble the ball. Most anything, just turnovers, like Coach said going into the game. Third downs did a great job. Picking up third downs, big third downs, they picked them up. But you've got to hang on to the football. And the big game, you can't just give away the pigskin. They were down 3-4 at the end of the game on turnovers.
Yeah, and especially, you know, you're inside the 5 twice, and you turn it over there. And those are just almost impossible to come back from. In many ways, it's almost shocking that you got it within 21-14. And they had opportunities, but could just never get tight. And it's one of those games where you felt like if they could ever get even, they didn't have a chance to win.
Yeah, and they really didn't put the run game together because that was what really held them together the whole season. And so they really didn't start putting yards on the field or on the stats until about the fourth quarter. And then about that time, it was kind of too late because you needed to start moving the ball more.
Now, the Owosso team has just been handed the state championship trophy, and that gigantic cheer you heard is when the PA announcer here announced them as state champions, and you can imagine the excitement over there for those kids. All right, when we come back, we'll have an opportunity to talk to at least one player. We're hoping to get C.J. Moore, and then we'll have head coach Kurt Frederick. Actually, we already have coach right now, so we'll go ahead and go down to him right now.
Hang on just a second.
We'll get him all set up, and then we'll go down to Coach Frederick. Doc Blevins is with him as the Union team is watching over in front of the band so they can play the alma mater over there. Kurt Frederick is with us, coach, and I know it's very difficult after an emotional game like this to talk to you quickly, but just give us your initial thoughts.
Well, we knew coming into the game it's going to be very close. We knew that we were going to have to battle through some third downs. I don't know where we're at, but they played very well. Hats off to Owosso. Created some turnovers, and we just to get the stops we needed to when we needed to. But I'm proud of our kids and how they battled back and made a game of it.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Coach, but I kept having the feeling if you could ever just get even, that would kind of, you know, that we kind of relax and go forward. Did you have that feeling down there?
Yeah, I did. I just thought, man, if we could just ever get it right there, you know, credit our guys. We tried to make a game of it there at the end and just couldn't get it done. Had a short, just came up short.
Well, Coach, I think absolutely great season to you. And something that we kind of just saw up tonight is maybe some mental mistakes is something. Was that the pressure, do you think, or is it just a big game? What do you think?
No, I think it was Owosso, I think, more than anything. I mean, it's, you know, a good football team, very talented team, and we'll figure out how to get through it from this and move on. But, man, I'm so appreciative of our senior class and what they were able to do.
They did a great job. Great leaders out there. And like you said, you weren't sure on third downs. I think you guys did a great job on third downs tonight. It was just the first one of those two things you wanted to keep in mind, turnovers and third downs. But I think the leaders and the team did a great job.
Thank you.
Well, the two turnovers inside the 5, I know, Coach, those are hard to overcome. But still having a chance at the end. You talked about fight, but what else were you doing right offensively at times to move it?
You know, I think one of the things that we just settled in a little bit. We probably, probably spent too much time trying to figure out where they were. They had a good defensive plan, and once we started just doing what we do and worrying about Union, we did much better.
Coach, I know anytime a senior class leaves, it's a special moment and a touching moment. So what are you going to remember about this group?
Oh, gosh. I mean, to me, it made it fun to coach. These guys were awesome. I really enjoyed this class, and, man, they gave so much to our program and to our coaches. We're so proud of them.
Well, like we always say, Coach, the great thing about football is you always have another chance. And it may be a while away, but we'll have another one next year. Thanks again for a terrific season.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
That's Kirk Frederick, the head coach of the Redskins. When we come back, Doc Blevins will have a player again. We're trying to end up with C.J. Moore. Owosso, the 6A1 state champions, winning 21-14 over Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hey, it's Natalie Cash. I'm here with Thomas from Tulsa AMCOs, and we're talking about my 2003 Dodge Ram Bill. Okay, the big question I have is, why should I buy a new transmission when I could just buy a new car?
Natalie, you know your vehicle better than anybody else. You know how you've taken care of it. It's a choice. Do you want 5, 6, 7 years worth of payments, or do you want to invest a few $1,000 in this vehicle and drive it for another 100, 200,000 miles?
Okay, well, what about a lifetime warranty?
The thing with AMCO's warranty is that there's no caveats. There's no exceptions. You bring your vehicle in once a year for the lifetime warranty. We inspect it. If we recommend a service, you take care of that service and we move forward. It's on everything in that transmission, not just parts that we put in it. We have over 700 AMCO locations in the United States.
700 locations. That is incredible. I got protection anywhere I go on the road. All right, now here's what you got to do. You got to go see Mike and the guys at 41st and Harvard, or Randy and the guys at 15th and Memorial, or James and BA. Tulsa AMCOs. AAMCO.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at H.H. Chapman Stadium. One more time as Union cannot get it done. Owosso wins 21-14 to win the 6A1 state championship. C.J. Moore is down with our Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, we do have C.J., and nobody on the Union team's real happy right now. But, C.J., what a great career you've had, and you've kind of personified this team and what it's about. And you do have a state championship ring and a runner-up this year, but congratulations just on a great team, great career.
Thank you.
Are you you're all set for Oklahoma State now?
I'm gonna get bigger, get better, and faster and stronger. You know, improve everywhere. I'm a little down right now, but I'm gonna get my head back on the field and just grind it out.
Doc, ask him what he thought the difference was tonight for that Owosso defense.
What do you think the difference was tonight as far as facing the Owosso defense?
Probably we didn't finish. We started out slow. They were throwing the ball, which isn't really a weakness on our team, but tonight it was for some reason. We didn't execute. They executed. They had more corrections than we had. We made mistakes. They had corrections. So that's really what separated the game.
Well, putting things into perspective, games are important, but I got to interview your brother at halftime tonight, and what's happening there, it's a great victory.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's just a blessing. You know, 10 minutes later, he wouldn't have made it, but I'm glad everything happened the way it did. I'm glad to have him in my life, you know. Just would have been a lot better to end the season off with the W, of course.
Hey, thanks for being with us, and hey, good luck. You've got a great future.
Thank you.
All right, that is C.J. Moore.
Back up to you guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Doc Blevins. All right, so, Zach, let's take a look real quickly at the final stats in this game, and they're going to surprise you, and they're going to point out once again why numbers don't always tell the story. Owosso finishes with 439 yards of offense, Union with 488, and it was a 21-14 game. You'd never know by looking at those numbers. Owosso passed it for 246, rushed it for 193. Keeney tonight, 23 of 33 for 222. Didn't have a pick, didn't have a touchdown, but, man, was he effective. Rushing the ball, Cabrera 21 times for 114 and a touchdown. And Sissonette, six catches for 70 yards. There was four penalties for 37 yards on Owosso. Now, when you move to penalties, eight for 75 against Union. Not as good a night for Thompson, 21 of 35, but he did have 378, one touchdown, one interception. Darius Boone did finally get close to 100, 29 carries for 99 yards, but boy, Owosso made it tough on him. And when it came to catching the ball tonight, it was A.K. Wilson, 11 for 193 and a touchdown. Moore had four catches for 92. Harris had two for 42. Farquhar, one for 27. Alverson, two for 22. So that's going to end the 2017 football season. What do you think you'll remember most?
You know, I think I'll remember these guys as sophomores and really just turning into outstanding athletes and leaders. Like Coach said, these guys have had a great season, but they've just been awesome to deal with, right? They weren't ever arrogant, and they've really played well all season. But really, you know, what I'll probably remember most, because you remember what's last, is just really small mental errors that really kind of cost them, you know, the season, honestly.
Yeah, anytime you're inside the five twice and you fumble the ball away, that does it. We need to say a nice quick thank you to you. You brought up some really terrific jackets for us, just surprised everybody and brought them up, and you had a little help.
Yeah, I did. Yvonne's embroidery over in Broken Arrow did this for us, so I took it over there. He's a guy from our church, and I said, I don't know, you know, you're over in Broken Arrow, but can you do the Union? So he did a great job for us, put together, maybe we'll post something on Facebook, but
gonna do
thanks
that.
Jason Lusk over there at Yvonne's.
I want to say thank you to those folks for doing that. I also want to say thank you to all the folks who's helped us back in the studio. Mike has been there most of the year, Mike Downing, and has been away for a couple of weeks, and we had people like Bob Cooper sitting in helping out, but Mike, thank you for always being there and always helping out. Also to Doc Blevins down on the field. Once again, you couldn't do a Union broadcast without Doc Blevins. It just would not be the same. To Chris Lincoln, who's in here with us now. He was here for a couple of games when I was away. Also, of course, to Richard, Jay, and Jeff Johns. They were all here tonight.
The whole team.
Yeah, you couldn't have it without them. And, of course, Zach, it's always a pleasure. You and I have been together for many years going back to our Talons days, and it just seems right when we're doing a football game, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially around this season. You know, it's fall and almost it's December, right? But it does feel so good to be in the booth and doing this, staying close to the guys. And obviously, I totally appreciate it and have a lot of fun doing it.
No, we do too, and we hope we'll continue this thing next year. And I want to thank everybody who's listening as well. And the parents of these guys, gotten to know a lot of these guys because the parents have gotten a hold of us through the year, and that's been a lot of fun too. So it doesn't go the Redskins' way. They will finish 12-1 in the year, and they will be runners-up. They lose 21-14. But you have to feel good for Bill Blankenship and the Owosso Rams. They are the 6A1 state champions. For the last time this year, this is Union Football on KRMG.
Ho, 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 darn, Rudolph the sleigh has a flat tire. What do you say, Rudolph? Time to take it to Same Day Auto Repair and Tire Pros?
Whether you need a new set of tires or service you can trust, Same Day Auto Repair and Tire Pros will get you and your sleigh in and out with plenty of time to finish shopping or make it to that holiday party. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Same Day Auto Repair and Tire Pros family to yours. Stop by today or go online to samedayautorepair.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Collins, General Manager of Interstate All Battery Center, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year. While I know that batteries probably aren't the most exciting gift you can give, believe me, if you don't have them, a lot of your other gifts aren't going to be very exciting either. That's why we've specially priced our most popular sizes of our outrageously dependable Interstate batteries for when batteries are not included. And to help finish off your Christmas list, what about an Evo-branded flashlight, a smartphone case, a Bluetooth speaker, or a battery jump impact. Plus, if you donate a coat to Tulsa Dream Center, we'll take 18% off your entire purchase. Just bring a coat, a jacket, or both to either of our Interstate All Battery Center stores, 61st and Memorial, or in Owosso at 76th Street North and 169. We'll make sure the Tulsa Dream Center gets them, and they'll make sure they're given to families who need them. Go to TulsaBatteries.com or TulsaDreamCenter.org for full details. Then, do something nice this Christmas, because no one should have to be cold in the winter. God bless.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah, the tobacco industry said I'd look tougher.
That my beats would be more hip.
That I would be more glamorous. But I got way more than that.
It wrecked my lungs.
It gave me cancer.
And now the tobacco industry needs new smokers to replace us.
Big Tobacco is targeting kids to replace dying smokers. Let's stop tobacco use before it starts. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
It's time to get that leaky faucet fixed and that stopped-up drain cleaned. Who are you going to call? There are many plumbers out there, but you want to know who is the best. Roto-Rooter is family-owned and operated and has the most trained plumbers in the area. When you call, you will get a live customer service representative, and when the Roto-Rooter plumber shows up at your door, you will get a clean, uniformed, trained plumber that has undergone drug testing and background screening. Roto-Rooter can solve all of your plumbing, sewer, and drain cleaning problems.
They will fix your leaky faucet, clear the clog in your tub, and cut out the roots in your main sewer line. A customer may have been told that any roots in their sewer line mean that that line has to be replaced. Roto-Rooter specializes in cutting roots out and treating with environmentally safe herbicide to help the roots from growing back. They have camera equipment that can visually inspect the condition of the line, so the customer only has to replace it if it is seriously damaged. Roto-Rooter has a very high rate of repeat customers because they provide the best, most cost-effective solution to all customers. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't hesitate to call Roto-Rooter.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411. Action Auto Collision.
You've been listening to Union Redskins Football.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
On News 102.3 KRMG. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.